Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Light, along with Nikki.
Hello, Nikki. March.
Hello, Nikki. It is the Ides of March.
You just killed me with that.
Listen, the Ides of March, I always remember today because a friend of mine in high school died today, so I always remember it. That was a long time. I started thinking about how long ago it was. Good Lord.
High school was a long time ago.
Yeah, because I'm so friggin' old.
I had this discussion last night.
Yeah?
About how old I am. Middle-aged.
Hey, let me tell you something. I had these conversations over the weekend. And this week, as a matter of fact, I'm old. But, you know, I look a lot younger.
I don't right now.
Oh, you look your age? Oh.
I need to color my hair.
I gotta tell you what. I mean, for my age, I look pretty good.
I need to color the hair.
And I've had a lot of people, now I don't know if it's just a bunch of people stroking my ego or what, but they have guessed my age. And I've gotten everything from 38 to 43, 42. No one. I mean, it shocks everyone when they find out my age.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about that, but
you're a man. That's what happens to men.
Well, I think I feel pretty good about it, though, you know?
Well,
yeah, but listen, I know guys who get into their late 40s and early 50s. They look every bit of it. I mean, oof, you know. They look every bit their friggin' age.
I do right now.
But I'm looking younger than my age. And by
well,
the way,
good for you.
And by the way, I'm not dyeing my, I'm not coloring my hair.
Well, you suck.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I'm letting it go, and it still hasn't gotten horribly gray, but the back of my head is, this little bit of gray coming in the back of my hair. Yeah.
It looks like I could be a monster. It's really bad right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah.
Do you watch the TV show This Is Us?
No. But I have a friend that was on it.
You had a friend that was on it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know, but your friend was on.
I've seen the still shot.
I'll tell you, it truly is a great show. But they were leaking that everybody was going to be upset last night. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to kill the father and blah, blah, blah. But they didn't. They broke the couple up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just busted it out for people that haven't seen it.
Well, they broke up the mom and dad, you know, that's what they,
you know, maybe they DVR'd it.
Oh yeah, well, they're okay. Oh, happy birthday, by the way, to big watcher of This Is Us, Corey. It's his birthday today.
Maybe he hasn't seen it yet.
I don't know. We had Al's birthday yesterday, and Corey's birthday today.
Mine's in December.
Thank you. Mine's in December. I'm telling you the birthdays of our listeners. They're having birthdays and they're celebrating. You're telling me what your birthday is.
Yep.
Don't you find something wrong with that?
Nope. Just reminding people.
You're fine with that.
Yep.
All right. Oh my goodness. Goodness gracious.
See the guy in the background?
Mm-hmm.
And the tie? I just sent it to you.
Let me see this picture. All right, I'm seeing this. Yeah. You know that guy.
Yeah, he was in my grade. He went to Pawnee.
He's from Pawnee?
Mm-hmm. Dan Nichols.
And he was in This Is Us. It didn't make the paper or anything? How do you think they could, you know?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show. Hmm. He'd already been on it.
Well, it's a very good show. I mean, oh, here we. Oh my God, this is us. Oh boy.
Hi, I'm Mandy Moore. You might recognize me from NBC's new hit TV show, This Is Us.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's what happened when I clicked on the thing.
So,
you gave
what
me.
Part did he play? What, is he the one that married him or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good show. I like the show. I watched it all season. Hmm. Can't believe they wrapped it up so early, though. I mean, it's March.
It was just like a one-season bit thing, wasn't it?
No, it goes on all the time, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. They're picking it up. This Is Us. I mean, I guess it was a pretty big gamble when they put it on, but it people caught on to it. Made me happy. I thought it's a good show. I don't even know. It's just a good little show. I liked it.
Oh, good.
And the acting on it was good. And, you know, and we got a little teary eyed at times. So that was nice. By the way, Corey says, thank you for the birthday wish and a happy late birthday to Nikki.
Well, thank you.
Who didn't really wish anyone happy birthday. I just say, when I brought up listener birthdays, she immediately just said, well, my birthday's in December.
Well, we were on a long break then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any happy birthday.
Oh, when is your birthday? December what?
28th.
The 28th, that's right. Oh, yeah, we are on a break then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on a
break. For like a month.
And we'll be on a break next year too. This is my final show this week.
Yep.
Because I'm working mornings the next 2 days. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that means we will not be doing these show.
Mm-hmm.
For the next couple of days.
Means I can sleep.
I'll allow a couple of minutes for the sadness to sit in.
Means I can sleep. Hallelujah. I still haven't slept.
I have never met I've never met anyone in my life who enjoys not sleep, but the prospect of sleep like you.
I don't get it, though.
I tell you what. I think that you...
They took away my sleep.
Yeah, I think...
I slept all the time, and now I don't sleep.
I don't know. You get this.
My eyes burn.
You get these eyeballs things. It's like as out. Soon as you hear what the schedule is, like when I say, oh, we're going to work this and this and this, you immediately think of, oh, God, I've got to wake up, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm already awake.
And then when you hear, oh, we're going to be off these days, you get so excited. You get so excited.
Because there's the possibility that I might be asleep and I won't have to wake up.
At the possibility of simply sleeping.
Mm-hmm. It's because I don't sleep.
I don't know what's going on with you with this sleep.
I don't either.
Unbelievable.
You know how much I slept last night?
Probably too much, knowing you.
No. I slept from 1:30 to 3:14.
All right, it's almost 2 hours, right? Okay.
And then I slept from...
Yeah.
4:45 until 7.
All right, that seems like a pretty good amount of sleep there.
It's not all in one...
It's a nice amount of sleep.
Then why are my eyeballs burning?
I don't know. Why are you waking up?
I don't know.
Well, it's a bigger issues. Something's going on. Why would you wake up so much?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem normal.
The ambulance came.
But to wake you up?
Yes.
Did they come shake you?
I don't know. There were lights in my bedroom.
I think you need to relax and you'll sleep fine. you know what is your body is just not you're not used to doing anything. You know what I mean?
I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with you.
I don't know. Changing.
Changing. What do you mean changing?
I'm becoming active.
Oh, is that what it is? Your work, you're running around and stuff. Well, that's probably why.
That should make me more tired at night.
No, but you're getting yourself, you're feeling better.
I'm not really feeling better. My eyes are burning.
Oh, for God's sakes. You're moving around a little bit, right? You're getting some energy. So you're feeling better.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal with sleep, okay? I'm going to tell you something that...
Sleep is something that happens when you're really tired.
Yeah, here we go. Listen to this.
And you're
listen
not
to
drooling
this.
While you're talking to Ray.
Here's what's going on with sleep, okay?
Because I'm about to drool.
All right, listen to me now. I'm telling you. With sleep, you just let it happen.
I do. I, like, collapse.
No. Stop thinking about it.
I did, and I just all of a sudden last night, about 1:30, was just like, oh, woozy, and I was like, oh, I better lay down.
Then go to sleep. Yeah. And
I did, and okay. I woke up at 3:14.
Were you wide awake, or were you
sleeping? Yes.
All right, then get up.
Full energy.
If you're wide awake, then get up.
And by 4:30, I was like, oh,
then you go
I better
back,
lay down.
Then you go back to sleep.
And I've been up since 7, and now here I am. My eyes are burning, and I'm about ready to start drooling.
Well, as soon as the show's over, you go back to sleep.
I can't. I got stuff to do today.
Well, then okay. Then you work throughout the day, and then at a reasonable time tonight, you go to sleep.
That's what I was going to do last
you,
night.
You can't be sleeping at 3 or 4 in the afternoon and then sleeping at night. You
I'm
gotta,
not.
You just got to sleep, you know.
I was up all day yesterday after not sleeping the night before.
Hmm. Well, you just got to get on a regular schedule.
Oh, my God, you're telling me.
And just don't fight sleep. Like, I'll do that. Like, I'll be watching a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll
I don't even have the attention span to watch a movie.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll watch a movie, and then I'll start falling asleep. And I say, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like, no,
It's like I've got all of this disarray in my life for so long, and like all of a sudden now I've got to fix it.
Well, just don't fight it, you know. I'll tell you, I would simply not fight anything and just relax. That's all you got to do.
It's spring. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you do. That's how you roll.
It's already time for Easter bunny photos. Sorry.
You are hard to keep focused today.
No.
Tell you what.
I just saw it.
Mm-hmm. You are really out of, your focus is all out of whack.
Yes, it is. And when I go in Social Security to see about getting part-time work today, they're going to institutionalize me.
Oh, they should. Well, are you going to apply with them?
Yeah, I'm going to go in and get information.
You should call my wife, too.
They're not going to give me anything.
See if she's got any part-time jobs.
The gentleman that I spoke to when I went in there was not very nice to me.
To where?
That place.
Where my wife works?
Before she worked there.
Well, okay. Well, that's before you... there's not even a man that does what she does.
He accused me of doing something that I did not do. And said that they would not ever place me again.
Well, I don't know what the hell you did.
They said that I did a no-call, no-show 3 months before I came back looking for another job.
Mm.
And it never happened like that.
Boy, you are somebody. Did you fall asleep?
No, I called.
Oh, Nikki. Oh, Nikki.
And whoever took the phone message didn't do it right.
Oh, Nikki.
I know. How do you go back 3 months and redo it?
Nikki. Well, you just don't miss work.
No, I ended the job. I had to.
Why did you end the job?
Because I had to go in and I had like a growth in my lung. It was for the histoplasmosis coming back.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So you quit a job.
Because I was really sick.
And the way you quit, nobody liked it. So that's what got you. Well, I mean, you got to quit better.
I did. I followed the instructions. I mean, they're saying that I didn't.
All right, let me give you a what-if. Let me give you a what-if scenario. What if, I get a job on the radio and they say, "Hey, get somebody to co-host or to be a co-host on your show."
Right.
And I go to bring you in.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Take off because you got a growth in your anus or something? I mean, come on.
I just did what the doctors told me to do.
You're not going to call?
Yes, I did.
Are you going to be late every day because you can't wake up?
No.
I could see you doing that. I could see.
I am awake 2 hours before the show starts.
I know, but I could. I'm serious. I'm not saying that it is that it is happening or does happen because it doesn't. But I could see your luck being someone who gets a brand new, like you get a new job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great job, you know.
As OCD as I am.
And the first day,
happen.
Like you set your clock for like PM or something.
I wouldn't go to sleep.
Well, you see, then it's not going to be effective. If you stay up all night, it's not going to be effective. You gotta sleep.
No, I'd be so nervous I wouldn't go to sleep.
I'll get, like, for example, tomorrow, I'll get up like 4:30 when I do mornings. So I'll get up at 4:30. So that means I'll fall asleep tonight around 9 o'clock.
Right.
And my wife will want me to stay up and blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, no, I'm going to bed. No. When I'm working, I have to get some sleep.
Right.
Because that way I can at least, I'll be sleeping by at least 10 o'clock, you know.
I'm rearranging my life.
I'm just saying, I know you.
No, you don't, because I'm rearranging my life.
You're rearranging it now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can see, like, the first day, like, where's Nikki? I don't know where she is. Oh, my God. And then calling you. Nikki. Hello. Why are you calling me? Because you're supposed to be at work. What? Oh, my God. I set my alarm for PM.
No.
I never did that ever.
When I know.
Back in the morning disaster, you were on time. You beat me to work sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And even when I was working over at the radio station part.
Yes, I know.
I was never late, ever.
I know.
Never, never. And I came to work when I was sick and even got called in and came to work when I was sick when I got called in.
And even when you had growths in your vagina.
Yes.
Whatever the hell you had going on.
And my what? The only time I missed work is when they took part of my lung out, and I came back early on that against doctor's orders.
Yep. That is true. When you worked over at Midwest Family, you were never.
And even put me on shifts, I didn't even know what I was doing.
Until you got fired.
Which time?
I don't know. Well, you were just a victim of downsizing cut.
You know what was funny is when I had to go on disability, I had to go there to get my start date and end date because I wasn't for sure what it was and they wanted exact dates.
Oh, Jesus, that's too much.
So I went in and I was still on the payroll.
Oh, like, my God, how funny.
Yeah.
So they never took you off?
No.
I got to be honest, I think I was still on. I mean, because they...
So they backdated it.
Yeah, they fired me on April 1st or something. I remember I got fired and I thought it was like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, this is a joke, right? It's right. April Fool's Day. And that was like in 2013. Mm-hmm. And when I went back in 2016, I started filling in again. Uh-huh. I never had to fill out any paperwork or anything. They just started sending me my check. Yeah. And it was exactly as it was last time. Hell, I think I'm still getting my 401k contribution taken out.
Mm-hmm. I was still in the system. Everything was the same. Because they did take it. They didn't officially fire me. They took me. She took me off of the schedule. So that if they wanted to pick me up at another station, I could. Yeah. And I was just so pissed off I didn't call one of the other stations.
Well, that's easy, though, because, I mean, I loved it, the fact that I'm still on the payroll. It just made the – it easier.
Everything easier.
Yeah, so I didn't have to fill out anything.
Right.
I hate filling – you know what I hate? When you go to the doctor
– and they ask you the same damn question.
And then they say, oh, well, this is your first time here. Will you fill this out? And it's like – it's the same freaking questions of the last place I went. Don't you guys share information?
What I hate is when I go to a doctor's appointment. I was doing this yesterday, and she was asking me all these questions. The receptionist was, and I kept saying, I was just here 2 weeks ago. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same. And she keeps asking.
I mean, it's annoying.
Here 2 weeks ago. Nothing's changed.
It is so annoying at the doctor's office. Like, you know, and then, you know. And I understand, hey, what's your name? What's your birthday? You know, because they keep everybody, you know. Although I don't like giving my birthday out in public, I'll tell you that. But I don't get all these same questions, you know.
Is your phone number still blah, 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 blah?
And it's like, what the hell? I can even understand that.
What I just said?
I don't understand when I got to go through these forms and I got to check what I've had, what I don't have. It's like, it's the same freaking thing that it's always been.
They never give you enough room to write everything.
I'm like, don't you data enter this shit?
Yeah.
To where once it's in, it's in. I should never have to fill this out again.
But then they'll hand you a med list.
Oh, yes.
Everything you've ever took ever.
And I haven't taken much.
I know. Mine's 3 pages long.
Yeah, some of these people like you, I could see. You know what I mean?
And I have to keep crossing stuff off. I'm like, I'm not taking this anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, here's the medicine I take, all right? I take a tablet for blood pressure. I take a tablet for knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tablets.
Oh, you're lucky.
That's my tablets.
My blood pressure was a little high yesterday.
Yeah, mine's been high. I don't know why.
Maybe that's why I can't sleep.
But that's what I take.
Does your blood pressure affect your sleep?
No, I sleep perfectly. My blood pressure could be 300 over something. I'll sleep fine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I sleep great. I really do.
I know it's 144 over 88.
Yeah. Well, that's lower than mine.
I know, but that's really high for me.
That's lower than mine was last time.
Mine's like 112 over 75.
Went to the heart doctor, he was talking about my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept asking me, do you wake, do you, I'm trying to do his impersonation of his accent. Do you not sleep well? I go, no, I sleep great.
Uh-huh.
Do you snore a lot? No, I don't snore at all. Do you make noise and move around, sleep one side to the other, and not find comfort? I'm like, no, I'm very comfortable. I go to bed. I lay down. I shut my eyes. And within minutes, I'm sleeping. Sometimes seconds.
Lucky.
And I sleep all night. Do you ever? And he starts asking these questions. And I'm like, no. I lay down. And I close my eyes and I go to sleep.
Right.
The only time I wake up is when I feel a sensation to pee.
Right.
Like when I was on a water tablet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to pee so hard, you know? I'd like, oh, shit, I gotta wake up so I don't piss myself.
I take 2 of those a day.
That's the only time that I wake up.
Right.
Are you in pain when you're sleeping? No, there's no... this guy wouldn't... Well, I don't believe this. You don't have apnea. I'm like, I don't have sleep apnea. I sleep fine. I sleep perfectly. Mm-hmm. Does your throat close when you sleep? No, my throat doesn't close when I'm sleeping. We talked about my sleeping for, you know, 10 fucking minutes.
Right. They were convinced I was that way too, and they sent me for 3 sleep studies. And I guess out of 100 being the worst, I had a 6. They kept sending me back.
You know who gets
and
a,
then,
you know
and
who
then
gets
they
a
still
sleep
put
studies.
Me on the sleep machine.
You know who gets those sleep studies? Sean Bullitt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's monstrous when he sleeps. He is the loudest person. I told you the once that we shared a hotel room.
Oh, God.
In 2004, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
He's come to my house and fallen asleep.
Yeah.
On the couch. And he lays his head back. He's like, I mean, it is so loud. It is so horribly loud.
I snore, but that's because of my nose, and they're going to fix that.
I don't snore at all.
That's why I have a 6.
I don't snore. I don't have any sleep problems. But this doctor refuses to believe. I can't clear you for surgery. Until I find something wrong with you, I'm not going to clear you.
He said that?
Isn't that the dumbest goddamn thing you've ever heard?
Oh, my God.
Until I find something wrong with you, I can't clear you. So I don't know what the hell he's looking for, but whatever, there's got to be something wrong with me is what he says. I'm too old and I weigh too much to not have problems.
Uh-huh.
That's what he says. I don't know. Do you have a chest pain? No.
No.
Does your chest burn sometimes? No.
Wow.
Does your chest sometimes feel tight? No.
No.
I mean, that's how I answer the questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, no, no. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, this cannot be.
Well, it is.
I wish I'd have just answered, oh, yeah, yeah, I have that. So you can go, okay, well, now you'll pass.
Right.
Now he wants me to take all these other tests. Well, we're going
to
give you.
What are you supposed to do that?
We're going to give you an EKG, but we're going to shoot a bunch of stuff into you. And I'm like, for what? Because we can't find anything wrong with you. We find nothing wrong with you. So, because of this.
You'll get cleared after that one.
It's crazy.
The dubotomine or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's the one I had to take.
Yeah, I got to do that. And then, so they're trying to figure out if there's anything wrong with my heart.
Right.
Because they're convinced something has to be wrong.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
They just want to make sure.
I'm fine with that, but, you know. Then
it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's nuts. For me, it was just frustrating as hell.
Of course.
I guess we have listener mail coming. Let's see.
Oh, no.
TJ says, tell Nikki to use masturbation to relieve stress and then go to sleep. Yeah, Nikki.
Tell him to go to sleep.
You should masturbate more.
No.
Why don't you get in there and fiddle with the diddle?
I don't
want to. See if that puts you to sleep.
I don't want to. It's icky.
I got to be honest. I think it might work.
Absolutely not. I don't have the attention span.
I mean, I don't have to masturbate to fall asleep. But I'm not a woman. I don't understand how women do it. It seems like it could be some work.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't have the attention span.
What do you need? To think about something for a while or what?
Yeah.
So what, you lose attention?
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're masturbating? Al?
I don't know.
Do you think about Al?
Who? I don't even know what Al looks like. Oh,
you really don't see him on Facebook?
No.
He's a little cutie. Think about Al.
No. I'm
telling you. That's what you should think about.
No. Plus, I get hyper after any kind of sex thing, so.
You're hyper what?
After I have sex, I'm hyper.
Oh, you're not doing it right. You know what you need? You need a vibrator or something.
I have one. It doesn't work.
Well, then kickstart that son of a bitch and take care of yourself before you go to sleep.
It doesn't do anything for me.
You should kickstart it and take care of business.
Nah. I'm over it.
You need to get good sleep. You need to sleep for like 7 hours, eight hours, and then wake up. What's the big? I don't understand the big deal
of that.
Al says, Ray, my mom worked in the doctor's office for 4 years. A lot of times they do that stuff where, so that people don't get so antsy when they're waiting. They have their paperwork and that, they fill that shit out and it just gets thrown away.
Probably.
So that's what he says. They literally throw the stuff away. They throw it away after you fill it out. Well, that just doesn't seem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben is saying, what is Ben saying? Ben says, I just got a sleep study. Worst experience and lack of sleep in my life. I told everyone I am fine, but they kept saying different.
Hmm.
See, and the whole thing is like, I don't know if they just think my wife is lying to me or what.
Yeah.
Do you snore? I said, no, no, my wife has never complained that I snore. And I asked my wife, and she goes, no, you don't snore. And I go, are you sure you're not just saying that? She goes, no, I'm not just saying it. She goes, I wouldn't just say that. I would complain if you were snoring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it. I'm like, yeah, this one time I was really sick and I snored. And my wife said, well, you snored all night.
Right.
And I was horrified. You know, I'm like, oh, my mm-hmm. God, I'm snoring. What am I, a beast? So it's not like I'm sleeping alone and guessing.
You know? Right.
Of course, this guy's like, you're too fat to be married. You are too fat to be married. No one is sleeping with you. No one is having sex with this monstrosity.
Aww.
I think he was shocked that I was actually married, you know. Because he's convinced that something's wrong with me.
Stop.
It was crazy. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe you should try a little masturbation before you sleep.
Absolutely not.
Are you afraid of messing up your fingers? Is that what it is?
No.
Are you a clean freak?
Yes.
I'm a clean freak. I don't want my fingers sticky.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Mm. I guess Ben got that sleep study, though. They make you go into the hospital, right, or somewhere. Sean was telling me about it. They make you go, and then they connect all these things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, go to sleep. And you sleep on, like, a table or something.
No. You have to sleep in an actual bed. It's like they have it looking like a hotel room.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just bullshit. I don't want to go sleep with strangers and the lights on and everything.
No, the lights are off.
I mean, Jesus. If I'm tired, I want to go to sleep. I don't want to.
You are completely undisturbed.
And you sleep all night?
Yes, unless the wire comes off and they'll come in and put the wire back on.
And they wake you up.
They'll be real quiet and nice about it.
What if you got to wake up to go to piss? You got to walk with all those wires on you? Ugh.
You just say, I need to use the bathroom, and they'll come in and because they can hear everything.
Oh, so they're listening to you while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Oh, these nosy fuckers.
Yep. They're watching you and listening. Are you going to say hello to the caller?
Oh, I should. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones, Nikki. See who we have calling in. Hello, you're on the Morning Disaster.
Hi, Ray.
And hello, who is this?
It's Sarah Jane.
It's Sarah Jane. Hello, Sarah Jane. How are you? How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on.
Hello, Sarah Jane. What's happening in your life?
Not a whole lot.
I'm trying to think. What?
I just have a sleep study.
You had a sleep study. Oh, tell me about the sleep study.
Okay.
Number one, did you have a guy with you?
No, I was by myself, and it was a woman who did my sleep study.
Oh, really? Did you hit on her or anything?
No. No.
Was she good looking? Was she good looking? Did you think about her before you went to sleep, if you know what I mean?
No.
Could you imagine someone goes to a sleep study and they said, all right, time to go sleep. And they said, okay, and they start masturbating. They said, what are you doing? Well, this is what I do before I go to sleep.
You know, I always wondered that, too. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Do you masturbate before going to sleep, Sarah Jane?
I used to.
But now you're too tired or what?
I don't know. Like, I have no, like, sex drive anymore.
But what about your – are you tired? Why did you need the sleep study?
Because the guy that was staying with me for the longest time noticed I stopped breathing in my sleep.
Oh, my God. You stop breathing in your sleep?
Yeah.
Nikki, is that normal?
Yeah, it's sleep apnea.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't have enough that affected me to where sleep apnea in the sleep.
So while you're sleeping, you just stop breathing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Did they find that when you were doing your sleep study?
Yeah, but they said it was like mild apnea. It wasn't enough criteria. Sleep apnea.
I imagine everybody's got some form of mild apnea, don't they?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just, you know. I'm just guessing. After time, all of us get something wrong with us. There must be something wrong with you. There is no way your heart is perfect. There's no way you could be so fat and not have problems. That's what my heart doctor said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I went to the. I had. Here's the deal. I'm getting weight loss surgery. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So they approved me for everything. I go in and they say, okay, we want you to go to a heart doctor just to approve you for surgery. I said, cool. So I go in. And I got an EKG. Nikki, what else did I say? I had EKG and what else? Was there anything else that I needed? What did I?
I don't know.
I can't remember what the. Oh, I had the EKG and they checked my heart. They listened and blah, blah, blah. And then they asked me a bunch of questions. I said, no, everything's fine. And the guy wouldn't clear me.
He said something has to be wrong.
Something has to be wrong with you. I can't clear you till I find something wrong with you.
Is he Dracula all of a sudden?
Yeah, he is. He's Dracula. He talks like Dracula. Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know where he's from. He's some type of Mediterranean. I am Mediterranean. And he's like, no, I cannot clear you till we find something wrong with you. And I'm like, what? That's the dumbest thing ever, you know? I don't get it. So I don't know. I mean, I wish something was wrong with me so they could hurry up and figure it out.
I'm actually on a heart monitor for 30 days right now.
You're on a what?
A heart monitor for 30 days.
For what?
I had like last week, I had like chest pain and heart palpitations every day straight, and they couldn't find what was wrong.
Probably panic.
It could have been anxiety, but
yeah,
probably
crazy.
Doctor to rule it out. So I'm waiting for it. Of course, the symptoms go away when I get the monitor, so I haven't had to push the symptom button yet.
Well, that's good, though, right?
Yeah, it's good. Because I'm young.
I think.
My life, that's my problem.
You've had what?
I was making a joke. I said I've had too much sex in my life.
So you said earlier you're not feeling sexual now. Is that what you meant? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it kind of annoys the crap out of me.
So you, well, that's good though, right? Nikki, what about you? Do you have any desire for sex?
Yeah.
See, this is what I
think it's my medicine I'm on, honestly.
You think it's a medicine?
Yeah, one of the side effects is it makes it hard to orgasm.
What's that got to do with a man? Could you make a man orgasm?
Well, yeah, I can make a man orgasm.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how it works.
Well, my mouth does wonders.
Well, that's what I mean. So you know.
But it doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, who cares about that, right? I mean, the guys don't, you know.
So the funny thing is, there's this guy that I had met, like, a while back.
Uh-huh. Oh, here comes the story. Nikki, I just want to let you know, here comes the story. Okay.
Okay.
So you met a guy, yes.
And it was like when I was acting out a lot last year, like probably springtime.
You were what? I can't understand. You were what?
I was having sex with a lot of different people.
Jesus
like I was
Christ.
Meeting them online. And
when were you having sex with a lot of different people?
Well, I've had a lot.
And you were what?
I've had a lot last year. Last year I was.
Okay, last year.
I kind of had like this like breakdown kind of thing, and I started, sleeping around again. Well, this time I was looking for masters or daddy doms.
Oh, for like God's sake. Goodness gracious.
And so this guy, he messages me on Kick every once in a while. And he's really degrading and stuff like that. When I was into that, I really liked it.
All right, wait. Why are you attracted? Can we just repeat what you just said? He was really dominating and saying hurtful things, but yet you were with him. That's what you were into.
Yeah, I only like hung out with him once, but this one's more.
Halpus, what is wrong with you? So you're saying some? And when did this happen? When did you fall off the wagon and do this?
When I fell off the wagon was probably last April.
Oh, so this has been within a year.
Yeah, this past year I had.
So you have a sex addiction, all right?
Yeah.
And you decided that, and you fell off the wagon, and then you just decided. So when you do that, do you just look for, anyone to have sex with, or are you looking for specific people, or, and what's the most you've had in a day, and blah, blah, blah?
The most I had in a day was probably two different people.
All right, two different's not that bad.
Yeah.
Right, Nikki?
Like I tried to.
Two different people, not that bad.
Yeah.
Nikki said that tonight.
Oh, whatever.
I'm just saying, she doesn't have a problem, you know? All right, so you had two people in a day. All right, how many, like, in a week? Or I guess, how many times in a week? I guess that's what it is, right? It could be the same person over and over.
Gosh. Maybe like
10. Maybe like what?
Seven.
Seven times in a week.
Yeah, I was at least doing it every other day.
Okay, and how much of it was degrading?
Maybe like 30%.
What do you mean by degrading?
Degrading was, I was owned. Like I had like two doms, two or three masters at the same time. And,
Nikki, are you familiar with what she's talking about?
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, because the masters are what? Are they just...
The BDSM.
So they... What do they do to you?
They usually tell me how they own me and, like, I have to please them. And usually I would get, like, faced.
You get faced? What does faced mean? What the hell?
Well, I can't say the cuss word on your show.
Well, no, it's the internet. You can say it. I don't care.
Okay. Usually I would get face fucked.
Oh, for God's sake.
What?
I don't know what that is, but that sounds very dirty. It sounds very like dirty.
It's like hardcore, fucking my mouth.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
Actually, it's kind of fun.
Wouldn't that choke you? I mean, that just sounds horrible.
You're talking to the blowjob queen.
Well, I mean, that is troubling that's going on. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Now, are you counting that? Are you counting those as part of your seven, or that's just extra?
Those are part of the seven.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of the guys that came over, I just gave them, like, stuff, and I have them over my house. I was doing a lot of risky behavior because I had complete strangers come to my house.
So complete strangers are coming to your house, you're servicing them, and then kicking them out. That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous activities.
I actually had one that was trying to get me to team up with him. And, gosh, he was like one of my favorites because he did me like nobody else. And but he was wanting to, like, have me, like, sleep with a bunch of other people or have him watch or take me to the strip club and porn.
I'm just laughing because Nikki sent me a picture.
What?
Nikki... I'm sorry.
Nikki sent me a picture of her face listening to you talking. God damn it. I am dying. Nikki sent me a picture of her face.
No, with whatever she was talking about, that was my face.
I know, that's what I mean.
Because I have never heard of that before.
It's fantastic. That's what I love
guys,
it. So.
I've talked about BDSM with you guys before.
Yes, but we've never
heard of whatever it was you were.
Yes, we've never.
About.
I mean, you've never gone that graphic before.
Oh, the face fucking?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's amazing. God bless America. Okay, So you have a stranger that you meet, and next thing you know, he wants you to start sleeping with other people and doing all these things in front of him.
Yeah.
And you were considering doing it?
Yeah, in fact, he actually, like, he would sometimes, like, go and get hookers and stuff. And, like, one time he actually, like, was like, you know, we could have our own business, you know, like basically, like, tell me.
Oh, he's wanting to pimp you out.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm not going there again.
Hey, how old are these guys?
Well, the one that was wanting to, like, pimp me out and stuff was, like, in his
30s. And are you still in your 20s?
I'm 29.
Okay, so you're getting up there. I mean, you're not quite 30 yet.
Right.
And what's the oldest of the guys you're with? I want to know what the oldest guy you've been with, what his age is. And be honest.
The oldest?
Yeah. Well, what the hell's the oldest? There's only one oldest. I mean.
63.
Okay. And what's the youngest guy you've been with?
19.
Oh, my God. And all these men want to dominate you and just make you do horrible, degrading things.
No, not all of them.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. I guess I just don't get the lifestyle, but it is a sex addiction, right? That's what you suffer from?
Yeah.
I just seems...
I think it's related to a lot of the abuse and stuff I went through when I was trafficked and even before then.
I just don't get it. I don't understand the guys, because, like, I mean, I can't even think of what would happen to me that would make me want to, you know.
They like to call me names.
They like the what?
Like this one. They like to call me names.
What do they call you?
Well, one, the main one, slut. One likes to call me a cum dump, and he says my whole purpose in life is to serve men and let them come and like every.
Oh my goodness gracious! That's what they call you.
That's what one of them does.
Right.
He's been trying to get me to come back over, but he actually like kind of scares me because, I mean, I get into some role playing and stuff, but I've never had one that like would physically beat me or anything like that. And he's like brutal, and I'm like, yeah.
So these guys are spanking you and doing stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I've had spanked. I've been choked. I've been.
Hold on, let me just put Nikki's face up so I can see. I was going to put Nikki's face picture. All right, go ahead. So you were choked, and what else?
I was choked. I've had my nipples tortured.
Nikki, is it the same face?
Uh-huh.
All right. Your nipples were tortured.
Yeah, like he would hit my breast. And
so when the guy is doing these physical things to you,
mm-hmm.
Does he thinks you like it?
Yeah.
So he's going, you little whore, you blah blah blah. I'm gonna, you take it, you whore, and he's doing, and you're getting off on it.
Yeah. For
I just, find this troubling. This whole thing is.
Are you in counseling?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I got out of it. Like, I don't do it anymore.
You got out of counseling?
No, I'm still in counseling.
Oh, you got out of the sex. Oh, okay.
Good.
So how long were you, how long did you engage in this sex?
Probably about 7 months.
So you fell off the wagon, and for 7 months, you got back into it with these people degrading you.
Yes.
So what if someone just wanted to hook up with you and have nice sex? Would you have that, or did you need the degrading?
No, I've had it.
But I mean,
the last guy just was.
Was that during the stretch?
Yeah, it was actually during out of the stretch.
Okay.
Like, during the stretch, normal sex bored me.
Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to meet a guy, okay? Forgive me. I'm going to burp up my coffee. You're going to meet a guy who's going to like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really going to hook up. Now, every guy has fantasies. There's shit I've wanted my wife to do for 20 years, 25 years, but yeah. I'm embarrassed to ask. I won't ask for her to do these things that I would want done, right? Okay. Because that's normal. Nikki, is that normal? That's normal behavior for a person to be a little inhibited and say, well, I'm not going to make my, you know.
I guess.
Oh, So Sarah Jane, say you meet a guy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Say you're with my buddy TJ.
He's gonna kick your ass.
I'm using an example, and say so you're with TJ, and TJ just wants to have regular sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to watch like movies with your head on his shoulder, take you out to eat. You know, And then while he's with you, and you have the, and you're falling in love with him, and he's falling in love with, you know, you're having this great relationship. Then he finds out that when you were with Rage, all right, just throwing a name out there. When you were with Rage, he finds out that Rage would lightly slap you in the face and say, "Come on, take it, whore, and you're my little whore," and just make you do horribly degrading things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's hurt, saying, "Well, how come I didn't get to do any of this?" Or maybe finds out that you, when you were with Rage, you were like given three ways out and, you know, doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he gets, then the guy's like, "Well, wait a minute, why can't I get any of that? You know, isn't that a concern?" Because I'll tell you right now, if I were to find out that a girlfriend of mine like had given somebody a three-way earlier in her life and it wasn't me, I would be really pissed off. Like, how come I didn't get that? You know what I mean? So aren't you afraid of the future when you do find someone to settle down with, that they're going to find out that you had this past and want some of that?
I usually tell them all about
that. As soon as you date a guy, you tell them all these degrading things that you did.
Not right off the bat.
Right. I would think that that's not a, you know.
I would think
that's not a very good idea.
Just like I have to tell the guys about having herpes. You know, I have to.
Right.
You know, I talk about, like.
You can't have sex with people and have herpes and not tell them.
Exactly. And I don't. I tell every partner.
But do a lot of the guys, do the guys also have herpes or?
Nope.
So you're with guys that don't have herpes, but you have herpes and you tell them in advance.
Yeah. And
the what? They have to use a condom and stuff? Is that, they have to use a condom and everything?
Some of them do.
I mean, there are guys that don't use...
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Who in the world would do that?
There were several.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean... I don't know. Like, I've told guys about my history and stuff, you know?
So what I'm saying, I worry about does that break up a relationship when they find out, or?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, Ray, I've never had a real, God-honest, serious relationship with a person where I stayed with them a long time and, like, actually admitted that I was their girlfriend because of all the sex.
So, like, a regular guy won't want to.
That's what I think anyways, right. You know, and I haven't attracted regular guys. I attract different types of guys, you know.
I'm just wondering how you're gonna get out of this rut, you know.
Oh, I'm fine. Like, I'm not sleeping with anybody right now. I'd only been with one guy in the past probably 4 months or so, and
but if you fall, I'm just saying, when you fall off the wagon, there's the problem.
Yeah, I'm not planning on falling off the wagon. I got my medicines and everything.
So there's medicine that keeps you from having degrading sex?
The medicine I was on was keeping me from feeling and, like, feeling guilty about the things I was doing and stuff like that.
So you can have plenty. You just won't feel guilty about it.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really like the degrading stuff anymore because, right. I mean, when I was relating to that was when, like, I was relating to, because after being trafficked, I became product-minded. Like, you know, like, I was a toy and, you know, to be used kind of. And it's really sad.
Well, I tell you, you never cease to amaze me with these stories.
But I'm in therapy. It's doing a lot
Yeah,
better.
I'm glad you're. We're glad you're in therapy. Really, we really are. I mean, I'm Nikki, are you glad she's in therapy?
Yes.
Yes. That's a pretty quick answer. Yes. Well, I'm glad you're getting better then, Sarah Jane.
Yeah, actually, I got rid of all my sex toys and my porn, and so far I'm 3 days abstinent.
Oh, you're only 3 days? Oh, yeah, you're going to,
I'm going to make it.
Are you anybody's secret little plaything?
No.
Like, did you ever do married guys or anything?
Oh, I used to. Actually, I fell in love with one.
Oh, Jesus. And?
And he was on the radio with us.
Wait a minute. There was a guy that worked with us?
Yes, and I fell in love with him.
And he was married?
Claiming he was going through a divorce.
Holy shit. Oh, I figured this out one of these. Oh, my God. And you were sleeping. When was it?
It was like...
When you were dating Jimmy?
No. Oh. It was after Jim passed. And
oh, it was after Jim passed.
You were on the radio station at over the FM building, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. At Newhoff.
Yeah, and then you had just gotten off that. It was back in, like, 2011-ish.
Figure out.
I'd always kept a secret because of how much I loved him.
Is it the same married guy that Nikki hooked up with?
I never said who that was.
I don't know. I'm just wondering if it's the
same. So how would she know?
Well, I don't know if she knew or not. I'm just wondering if it's the same guy.
He
wasn't married when you were with him, though. Was he, Nikki?
I don't think so.
It's just troubling.
But him and I would hang out, like, all the time at night. He was always a text message away or a phone call.
So whenever you wanted sex... He would come over? Was it degrading stuff?
Okay, here's what happened. I went into my church's vow, and I was like, I'm not going to do sex anymore, but I would hang out with him at night, and he was trying to help me through things.
No, it's not. TJ's guessing Joe. It's not Joe, is it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Joe. Because Joe wouldn't have to sneak behind his wife's back. I mean, Kitty was cool. But back in the day, I don't know if they do it now, but... I'm saying back in the day, she was cool with him, you know, doing that.
Yeah, this one, we hang out at night. And he would sometimes, what happened is, say for his birthday, I decided to give him a present, and I gave him a blowjob.
And then it was on.
Then it never, like, stopped. Like, I'd always see him in occasional... Not every time I saw him, but he was trying to help me through life, you know, and stuff like that.
He was trying to help you through life by letting you give him blowjobs.
Right.
That sounds like he's doing really good with helping you.
Sometimes we slept together, but you know what? He was the hardest person I'd have to say I ever had to let go of and walk away from.
Oh, really?
Like I literally.
So you completely fell in love with this person. Oh, I gotta figure out who it is.
I really did. Like, I was so in love with him. Like, I cried. That's why I kept it secret so long, was because it hurt so bad. Like, and it was so hard walking away from him because I was used to talking to him every day and he was always there, you know, and. Like, I remember there was a period of time when I was going to do something with him, like, on my birthday, and I chickened out because I started to feel guilty because, I mean, he's a married man, and I was falling in love with him. And he
How
was
old
only
were you at the time?
Life.
She said it was around 2000, when did you say, 2010, 2011?
Yeah, it was about that time. It was when I moved back from.
So it was like 6 years ago. So probably 23.
Yeah. Yeah. 23.
I'll be damned.
He reached out to me when I was living in Champaign and we started talking. And like, let's hang out.
And he knew about the herpes and everything.
Yeah. He was one of the people who horribly made fun of me for it.
He made fun of you for herpes?
Yeah, he treated me like crap on the show.
Well, now I think I know who it is. Now I'm positive I know who it is.
Yeah, but I don't know where he's at in life now, and
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even gonna. So. I don't know. I'll be damned! Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I really felt hard for him, right?
Yeah, I'll be damned.
And it would have been the least likely person you would have ever thought I would have fallen for.
Yeah.
But he was different on the show than he was in person.
We wrote great, like, there were great songs written back there. Remember the Herpopotamus for Christmas? And there's a lot of good stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A lot. Pickett wrote a bunch of good songs. I know it wasn't Pickett, but he wrote a lot of good songs, too.
It wasn't Pickett.
Yeah. No, I know it's not Pickett. I know that. Huh. Well, all right. Boy, this is, I should probably wrap it up. This has been shocking revelations today, Sarah Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. Shocking.
It's always shocking with me, right?
It is. Whenever you check in with us, I swear to God, you never cease to amaze me with your stories. And I will never forget the picture that Nikki sent of her face.
I wish I could see that.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest friggin' thing. I think that's the funniest thing that I've ever been sent during a show. Nikki, I swear to God, you made me laugh. Did you see what I sent you, right?
Yeah.
You made me laugh. Oh, my God. Like, nobody's business with that picture. All right. We should let it go. Sarah Jane, thank you. It is wonderful to talk to you. I always love your stories. And I'm glad life is going good, you know?
You know, it has been going good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad. You're doing your counseling again.
Doing counseling and working a full-time job. I may have a new job coming up here soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've been abstinent. And I've been making it. I've been okay. And yeah.
Hmm. Well, there you go. We're very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ray.
And, but please call again and tell us more of those stories. I know you're doing good now, but. Oh, man.
Oh, trust me, Ray. You never miss a thing.
Yes,
me.
I love those stories. Good Lord. What a life you're living.
She set off the tornado siren.
Yeah, the tornado sirens are going off because of you. All right, Sarah Jane, thank you.
All right. Take care, Ray.
Later. Oh, my God, Nikki. Oh, my God.
I had to communicate with you in some way.
Oh, I mean, oh, my God. Her stories, they never cease. They never. Her stories never cease to shock me. It never fails. Good Lord, I know. I'm positive I know who it was.
Type it to me.
All right, hold on.
Do I even know this person?
I don't know.
Oh.
I sent it to Al. I sent the name to Al, who I thought it was. And I know I'm right.
I have no idea. Wait a minute.
I know I'm right.
I don't know.
Yeah. 100% I'm positive I'm correct.
I have no idea what he looks like.
Yeah. There you go. It's always good for a minute with... We should just call it A Few Minutes with Sarah Jane. The more you know. Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to blurt it out like that, but I was like, is this girl in counseling?
The last time she was on, she talked about having an affair with Jimmy, and I didn't even know.
I was there. I was sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I was, I was shocked to find out about the Jimmy thing because I was with him every day. He never mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we find out that she had an affair with somebody else.
Mm.
Good Lord. During the old disaster radio days.
Yeah.
And the CBS days. So, oh, I think I know who it was. I'm positive I know who it was. I really do. Oh, well.
Oh, no. We got a message.
You got a message?
No, you got a message.
Oh, I got a message from you?
No. From Corey.
Oh, on the page. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me look at it, and then we'll get out of here. All right. It's Corey's birthday present today.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, that was your birthday present, an interview with... Yeah, Al agrees with me. Al 100% agrees with me on who it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. I'm just saying it was pretty much, And it was pretty much confirmed by Sarah Jane.
When
she just texted me back. Yeah. So... Yep, I got it, Al. That's who it was. Okay. Okay, here we go. Ray, I'm not saying I don't like to hear a train wreck story from Sarah Jane, but no one wants to hear the stories on the Ides of March Nikki birthday special. Happy birthday, Nikki. Yes.
Well, thank you.
There you go, guys. Consider that your consider that your gift for today. Oh, my God. I think it's very nice of her, though, to share with men that she has herpes. I mean, she could hide it. Well, you know, she could. She could hide it.
Nobody said that.
Well, that's what she said. She said she tells guys that she has herpes.
I know, but you said it in a way that...
I think it's very nice that she says, hey, before they even have sex, she goes, hey, I have herpes.
Yes.
To let them run or to let them, know.
Okay.
I'm not sure how herpes... I know that...
Okay.
What, can you get herpes? Do you... I would think you get herpes every time, but...
No.
I know for sure...
Touch it.
I know if you're having a herpes outbreak.
Right, or if you're shedding.
Yeah. And that has, You know what I mean?
It's just basically a fever blister, but down there.
Oh, on the labia?
Wherever you have it.
Oh, I don't know where they have it. Oh, well. Happy birthday, Corey. This is Corey's birthday show.
Happy birthday, Corey. There, are you happy?
Corey's birthday show with plenty of Sarah Jane sex stories. For his birthday.
Yes.
Just
it's for you.
Oh, yep. Goodness. There you go. There you go. Wonder how many old disaster radio listeners were listening going, oh, shit. Please don't out me.
Was me? Was it that person?
What was it?
Huh?
What would you say? I'm sorry.
They're all like, was it this person? Was it
oh
that
yeah
person?
Yeah?
Was it?
No, there's God knows.
I don't think that's the tornado siren.
No.
I think it's the shop back downstairs.
Yeah, I don't hear a siren because it's not the first Tuesday of the month, so it's a Wednesday and it's the 15th. It's the middle Wednesday of the month.
See, I need sleep.
Yeah. All right, we should probably wrap it up. I have a meeting I got to go to, and all. I got to take a shower and stuff. So,
oh, that's right. You have an 11 o'clock meeting. You better get.
Yeah, I got a noon meeting today. At 11 o'clock yesterday. I've had meetings all week.
Well, hopefully, something good
comes
out of it.
It's insane, these meetings. All right, Corey. Happy birthday, Corey! Show is over. Happy birthday, Corey and Al. That's what we did this show for.
Happy birthday, Corey and Al.
Yes, for them, because I know they're into having sex with Sarah Jane.
Oh, God.
That's what they're into, so. So we just thought we'd help them out. All right, that's it. We're back Monday. Monday, Nikki. No show.
Monday.
No show tomorrow, Friday. But if you want to listen to something, you can check me out live on WMAY for the next two mornings. I'll be in for Greg Bishop.
There you go.
So that's from 6 to 9 a.m. You can wake up early and listen to Ray Lytle to your heart's content. All right? Or
yes.
You can listen. Oh, forgive me. Hold on.
I'm not going to be yawning for the next hour.
Or you could listen to, this is interesting.
What?
I think I'm going to play classic disaster radio shows.
Oh, yes.
Which I never play.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll play some of those Thursday and Friday and then classic morning disaster shows on the weekend.
Sounds good.
So it's good, right? All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. We're back on Monday. So long, Nikki.
Goodbye.